This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of the day is what we're focused on here, the DJ V way to enter the day or talk about the day. Doug Steffen here presenting Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. Victoria is under the weather. Why do they call it that? Under the weather? Doug, are you feeling a bit under the weather today?
You're sick.
Under the weather. Everybody's under the weather, though. We all couldn't exist if we weren't under the weather. Right?
That's
Think
true.
About it that way.
If we live over the weather, we need some kind of apparatus to keep us alive, right?
Over, under. Yeah, we could spend all the time. Remember that movie about the guy who lived in the plane 24 hours a day? He was always in the air, always in his own plane, flying around corrupting things. Speaking of planes, military cargo plane crashes near Savannah, Georgia yesterday, killing, I think, 5 people. 165th Airlift Wing confirming the crash happened during a training exercise. Don't we always hear that? Isn't that really kind of what always happens? These planes crash on the road, no less, near Savannah, which is a fabulous town. Have you ever been to Savannah? Any of you, either of you, ever been to Savannah?
It's a great. I have been close, and it is beautiful. That whole area is beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Those southern coastal areas, fabulous area. Anyway, the unit didn't release the identity of the people on board the plane. It happened near the airport. The flights were taking off and landing shortly after the incident because life goes on, things keep moving. How much you can do about it? Didn't crash at the airport, so you just wonder how these things happen, who the blame is laid on. Is it a malfunction of the plane? It was a C-130. It looked like a bomb going off when it landed, apparently, according to people in buildings that were nearby. And a lot of people got pretty nervous about it, as you can imagine, especially the role the news media plays today. It just is the news media. Oh, my God. So we'll try to put a curb on any sensationalism. But the bottom line is that there are 5 folks not alive today that were alive yesterday who were in the Air National Guard in Georgia. Speaking of flying, Jennifer, I wonder what there is to be made of this Russian fighter the other day that intercepted a couple of, I think, of our Navy planes. An unprofessional was described by the spokesperson for the U.S. Navy as unprofessional, an unprofessional intercept of a surveillance plane while it was flying in international airspace over the Baltic Sea, which is the northern, it's the next stop after the North Sea. The jet was within 20 feet of our plane?
Yeah, they buzzed us by 20 feet. And it was one of our spy planes. And, this is just kind of more fodder, I guess, for the fact that we are not in a great place with Russia right now. Mm-mm. And things are maybe a little icier and colder than I think a lot of people think they are.
Or is this just playtime?
I don't know. I don't know if that's... Is that playing to go within 20 feet of a plane? I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, apparently the people on board our plane said that they never felt unsafe or threatened, but I don't know. If a Russian plane came within 20 feet of mine when we were up in the air, I don't think I'd be okay with that.
Well, but you know...
It doesn't feel fun.
Pukin Putin is a provocateur, and so he can say to these people, all right, here, let's stir the pot. We'll see if we can put some fear in them. And our American pilots say, we're not afraid. I don't feel like it. So it almost seems like a waste of time in a sense, but gives us, people like us, something to talk about. Maybe we ought not to be. Why pay attention? Nobody got hurt. nothing happened. It was just another case of foolishness. At any rate, it's far, do we ever know what really happens in these circumstances? Is there ever a telling of what has gone on or what is going on? I don't think there is. And that goes for almost everything we talk about, don't you think? When you get down to brass tacks, how much, at the end of the day, look at all of the things that are going on. For example, the story today, I like this because it does give us some insight about the flying laboratory. As long as we're talking about flying, the flying laboratory, they come from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. It's not NASA, it's NOAA, all these names for things. The tornado season is upon us, and they've got something called the P-3 research plane. Who wants to volunteer to get into one of those things and fly into the middle of a hurricane? Who does that? Are they the same sort of people?
It's a special kind of nut, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Probably the same people, you know, from the movie Twister. The same people who love chasing
exactly
tornadoes.
What I was thinking, Kara. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the people.
Tornado chasers who go jump under a bridge or in a culvert under a road while the hurricane blasts by. Oh, this is so much fun. What are you, nuts? You got to be nuts. All right, so
as long as somebody's got to do research on it, I will continue to let those people do it. If they're willing to take
Count
the fall,
out.
Then go ahead.
But you see, one of the good things about it is it gives our imagination a chance to operate, think about what it would be like. If you have video from inside there, you put yourself into that position, or pictures, or people describing even better without the pictures, so you can use your imagination, kind of like on the radio. You imagine. Or I can put myself in that place. Like, as we told the story about the plane, the Russian plane, we can in our minds, there's got to be a scene from a movie that we've all seen of something like that happening. So we put our mind to work, and it helps us to perhaps understand the reality of what actually happened. Not the reason for it, but just the fact that it happened. So you got that going for you in a manner of speaking. Here's something else. Pentagon moving to stop the sale of the Chinese phones to military base stores and to stores that are nearby military bases because of potential security threats. So this is what's happening, according to the Wall Street Journal today. The Chinese government has apparently ordered Chinese manufacturers to hack into products that they make to sell in these areas. I don't know how they know where anybody is going to be selling these things, because they're usually a brand that's an American brand, right? Aren't all of the cell phones, no matter where, what the brand on them, aren't they all made in China? They're not made here. Samsung, Apple, aren't they all? I don't think there are any of them that are made in our country. So, if that's the case,
either. Can you imagine how expensive it would be
to not buy Chinese phones?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think
it's ridiculous
this applies
to say
burner.
That, but it's true.
Well, burner phones. Though these are for people that are not. This is not. Wasn't the prohibition a number of months ago that the Pentagon said we're not buying any more Chinese phones to be used on the bases or by our personnel? And now this company ZTE. And another one you can't pronounce, I think it's Huawei or whatever, anyway, some technology company that sells burner phones. So the burner phones that the guys who are in the service, they may have assigned to them a phone for their duty, whatever it is that they're working on. Some soldiers and some military people have government-issued phones to take, to be used in the event that their job requires it. But then they want their own personal phone, so they go outside the base, they go to a nearby store, and they buy a burner or something. This is how I'm putting two and two together, see if it makes any sense. So the Pentagon said, no more Chinese phones for our soldiers on bases. If they need them for government work, we'll find them somewhere else and issue them. So the Chinese then stepping up their surveillance, I put that in quotation marks, they have then, because they control, the government controls all the businesses in China. You know that. That's what communism is. They control the means of production. So they tell this company, Huawei and ZTE, okay, from now on, you put this these devices inside all of the phones that you are shipping to X company, whether it's it could be CVS, it could be any place. Where else do you buy? Target. Where do you buy these phones? You can buy them at retail stores. Who sells these things at retail stores?
Best Buy, Amazon.
Yeah, right. So
7-Eleven.
ZTE is the fourth largest seller of phones in the country, our country. The stores affected are all around military bases that cater to American soldiers and sailors. So they know that. How about them apples? That's something really to have a conversation about. Although, what do we know about? And will it be something that we follow through on? I guess, is that up to us? Or is it just that we're following what's hot that day and then we kind of leave things on our own? We don't have a news staff here. You're listening to it.
Pretend to have new stuff.
Yeah, right.
We play one on the radio.
You're listening to it. They're listening to the DJV show. Here's something. I got my first box of flowers from the Books yesterday. Did you two get yours yet?
Not yet. How were they?
Tulips. They come. One of the things that's most impressive about the fact that there's a bottle that comes that you use as a vase. It's pretty impressive because they're in the bottle when you get them. And the last time I got flowers delivered, there was no bottle. It was just the flowers in a box, right? And they're wrapped up with some those little things that you stick on the end of a stem, those little plastic things that hold about a drop of water. So that's one of the reasons, by the way, that those flowers die so quickly. It may look good when you open them up and then you stick them out and stick them in water for a day or two and then they go kerplunk. They're done. They're dead. So you throw them away. You're not going to do that. These tulips that I have are just opening up now. And they were in this bottle. There was water in the bottle. And now I put more water in the little thingamabobber. And they have begun to open up.
You mean
so
the vase?
The vase has begun to open up?
No, you said the thingamabobber.
There's a little packet of stuff that you put in the water.
Oh, sure.
You know what I'm talking about?
Keep it fresher longer. Yeah,
to keep it fresher longer. So that's the kind of service I got from my first order from the Books. B-O-U-Q-S, short for bouquets. They're really awesome. As a matter of fact, described by some who are first in the door here as booking awesome. Books flowers, unique, special. Your mom, unique, special. Put them together, and what have you got? You got somebody who's happy when they get flowers freshly cut from the Books. Books Farms. They cut the flowers, they put them in boxes on the farm, they deliver them straight to your mom, so that's why they last longer. Plus, they're shipped better. Makes a heck of a lot more sense. And those of you who have really bad gift ideas year after year after year after year after year, let's do it the right way. All right, let's do it. Nobody's doing it better now. These are the new people setting the standard on the market. Books. Books.com. B-O-U-Q-S. .com, books.com. Use my name, Doug. You get 15% off. D-O-U-G. 15% off the regular price at books.com. That's B-O-U-Q-S.com.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-440-2572. 1-800-440-2572. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-440-2572, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info. Cruisenow.info.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Time at 23 and change after the hour on the DJV show for Jennifer and I to discuss television. I'll talk about last night. She can talk about tonight. I saw an episode of The Blacklist. Which I see the problem with me talking about what I've watched is people get ticked off at me, like Kara, if I tell you what the story's about.
Yeah, you can't do the spoiler alert thing. No, yeah,
I will say the good thing is that no one else is watching the shows that you're watching, so you can.
I don't know, Blacklist.
People
is
on the air, you mean people listening are?
Pretty mainstream.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Blacklist is. So I watched that, Designated Survivor, and what else? There was something else. I watched a piece of it. I think it was an old Law and Order thing, but I was busy on the phone talking about my new pal, Princess, to people. I'll tell you that story later on. All right, so Jennifer, what's the story with tonight? What do we have to look forward to? Thursday Night Fair.
Yeah, Thursday night's going to be a pretty big night, actually. ABC has a new Grey's Anatomy, followed by Station 19 and Quantico. CBS is also all new tonight. They have a new Big Bang Theory. Young Sheldon is new. Mom is new at 9 o'clock, followed by Life in Pieces at 9:30 and SWAT at 10. On the CW, Supernatural is new at 8, followed by Arrow. Gotham, oh boy, chaos erupts in the jail at the GCPD. Gotham is new tonight on Fox at 8 o'clock, followed by Showtime at the Apollo. Then on NBC, it's the season finale of Superstore, really cute little show. And last year's season ended with a tornado. This year they're rallying because of the firing of an 80-plus-year-old employee at the Superstore. That's at 8 o'clock, followed by 8:30's AP Bio. Will and Grace is not new tonight. The Champions is right after it at 9:30, and Chicago Fire is new tonight at 10.
That's a good show. Chicago PD was on last night. I did flip back and forth. It's on, unfortunately, at the same time as Designated Survivor. So I'm more interested in watching Designated Survivor. But I do jump back and forth with those shows. And I saw an episode of Quantico last week. That show was on last year, and I didn't know anything about it and didn't pay much attention to it. But I saw an episode of it last week, and I thought it was quite interesting. As we speculated whether or not the lead actress in the show is related to Tupac, good Doug,
whatever Chopra.
Chopra,
Deepak,
yeah.
But no,
she Tupac. Is not.
No, apparently not. All right, music in the focus now at 26 past the hour. The drummer for James Brown, John Starks, has died at the age of 79. And the reason that that's of note, it certainly doesn't seem to be as notable as James Brown passing away, but this guy was responsible for the beats, if you will, the snap. Listen, crack up. super bad.
This one is Say It Loud. Say It Loud.
All right, so if you hear the drum, and that drum is so pronounced, whether it's any of them, Payback, Get Up, Cold Sweat, whatever song you're listening to, The Sex Machine, Talking Loud, it's all the same drum beat, and it was all the same drummer. So, he, at 79, I think... You think if I'm going to speculate here, there may have been a little wacky weed and a few other things going on with this group? Do you think when they were performing, Jennifer, you think that's a stretch or not?
I don't think it's that much of a stretch, actually.
This is funk. It started with James Brown, B.B. King, a lot of the other greats that were John Lee Hooker, Howlin' Wolf, Big Mama Thornton, all these people that came from this area of Alabama.
Look at you.
Yeah, bing, bang, boom. And he's done. All right, so that's the story of... His nickname was J-Bo. J-Bo. All right, other music from Alabama, the country icons like Alabama, Charlie Daniels Band playing a benefit concert for the... folks who were victims of the Jacksonville tornado. Statement by Jacksonville State University says Alabama has pledged to give the proceeds after expenses to a school for tornado relief. Storm hit the campus and city in March, and we didn't pay much attention to it. But it was the first real bad tornado of the season. Alabama's added several bands to the lineup. Jamie Johnson. I don't know. Who's Jamie Johnson?
He's a country singer who, not quite the fame of Chris Stapleton, but sort of in that same vein of rock, soul, pop, country,
Only time Alabama performing in the state this year, so congratulations to them. Tickets on sale now at $25. You'll be one before too
long. Parent-Teacher Conference. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you're a parent, you never have to get called in by the school district to have the most important parent-teacher conference of your child's life. You see, as your children's parent, you are also their teacher. You teach them about life. You are their teacher-parent. And if your lessons are ever not going well, the two most important people you can meet with to improve the situation are yourself as your children's teacher and yourself as your children's parent. If you find yourself repeating the same lessons over and over, it's wise to be mindful of two things. One, it's certainly taken you multiple times to get many lessons in your own life. And two, if the way you're delivering a lesson to your child isn't working, then it's time to try delivering that message in a new way. Have the parent-teacher conference you need to have. Everyone is already present. Catch me on my new TV show, The Secret Life of Kids, debuting March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah, visit Discover.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
My number 2 does not look like a number 2. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number 3?
Table for 4, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
As Victoria, she's not feeling well today, so she's not here. But Jennifer Horn is, and Kara Schillen is, as usual, at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting a good day to you with lots of things that are a focus of this Thursday, the 3rd of May. Our positive word of the day is affluence. We all like that, don't we? Affluence.
Yes, we want to be affluent.
We want to be affluent today.
What does that mean to you?
Affluence? Mm-hmm. It means abundance. It means affluence, for me, is something that I have not worked for, but I have found on occasion, because I don't think you work for it and find it. I think you find something that you're good at. You hopefully do, and with it, the affluence will come, although abundance is a different word than affluence. Sometimes affluence refers to excess, or people using money in a way that's kind of show-offy. Is that what does it mean to you, that word, affluence?
Yeah, I was just wondering if there's a level, like what makes someone affluent? Because, you know, is there $100,000? Is it a, you know,
no,
usually we typically refer to people as affluent when they are upper class, right?
I think it depends what you mean by class. If it's money, affluence usually refers to money. I think people can be quote unquote upper class, whatever that means. We have an unofficial class system or caste mm-hmm. system in our country.
It's a little more gray now.
Yeah, it is gray. But in countries like India, where they have a caste system, that is, you're born into a level of life and you stay there. That's what your family is about, whether it's low, medium, or high, then you stay. That's the place that you're, when you're growing up, the schools are all about which sort of denomination you are in, which caste you come from, that sort of thing. So, I don't know, what does it mean to you, Jennifer, or Kara? When you think about affluence, do you think about somebody or something? Because it could refer to either, I think, depending on your interpretation of the word.
I think of rich people who are kind of snooty.
Rich people who are snooty. Yeah, I don't know if I think maybe a little snooty, but I think of a look or a vibe more than an actual bank statement.
I think some people use it. You see, there's such a divide in our country today, and discussion like this, if it's not handled well, contributes to the divide, contributes to people's envy. And there's a lot of that around. Oh, I should have that because, if you didn't work for it, you don't deserve it. If you have it because it came in the family in the family trust, are good for you.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing, but I think Jen's right. In my head, I'm picturing like one of those white parties at a big mansion with like a pool and everyone kind of,
exaggerated wealth, I may use that phrase.
Yeah.
Today is National Paranormal Day. Every year on this date, people who believe in paranormal activities are encouraged to get together and share their experiences. I don't have anybody to share mine with here because you two, neither one of you think much about paranormal conversations that we have. Right?
Actually, I kind of like paranormal stuff.
You do? Like X-File things?
Yeah, I think I've evolved a little more in my old age. I think most of it had to do, as far as like the afterlife, with the experience that I had in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, where I think I ran into some ghosts.
Yeah.
And I do think it's a bit arrogant to think we're the only ones, like,
silly.
Ever in all of everything. So,
Yeah, very silly. Okay. So that's good. Those who don't believe in the paranormal participate sometimes in National Paranormal Day. There are a wide variety of movies and documentaries and science fiction books, TV shows specializing. I think when we think about this, the first thing we think about are the X-Files. At least that's what I kind of always do when it comes to this sort of thing. So have a discussion with friends about things that are paranormal, only if you dare. 20 minutes for the hour. Let's check some sports news out because Victoria's not here. It's up to us. And I think you should take the Redskins cheerleader story. Because this is kind of what in the world?
This is a story that I just kind of heard about yesterday evening. And I went, wait, what?
Yeah.
Apparently, the Washington Redskins took their cheerleading squad to Costa Rica back in 2013. Sounds innocent enough. It was supposed to be for a calendar shoot at the adults-only Occidental Grand Papagayo Resort, where some of the cheerleaders said they were required to be topless, though the photographs used for the calendar wouldn't show the nudity.
Required by
suggestion. By the photographers.
Team?
You know, sometimes you have like kind of sexy pictures where you know they're not wearing a bikini top. Maybe they're using a hand to cover all the important parts, that sort of thing. Some other people in the calendar wore nothing but body paint. Now, given the resort's setting, revealing poses like this wouldn't have been a concern for the women, except that the Redskins invited people to watch this photo shoot.
Right.
There was a contingent of sponsors and FedEx Field suite holders, all men, who were granted up-close access to the photo shoot. And then one evening, at the end of a 14-hour day that included posing and dance practices, the squad's director told 9 of the 36 cheerleaders that their work wasn't done yet, that they actually had a special assignment for the night, that some of the male sponsors had picked them to be personal escorts at a nightclub.
Right.
Their participation did not involve sex, but they said they felt as if they were being pimped out by the Washington Redskins. Yeah. Right. They said what bothered them was their team director's demand that they go as sex symbols to please male sponsors, which they did not believe should be part of their job.
What century are these people? Century are they in?
Dan
Snyder, the owner, he's kind of a jerk anyway, isn't he?
Well,
he got a bad reputation, Kara?
The whole idea of... lining up essentially and letting people pick you to take you out, that's what happens at prostitute houses, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and the idea that you're posing for these photographs and you just have these random guys who have nothing to do with the photo shoot, anything like that, and they're just standing there watching you.
I think what makes it icky for me, because already you're agreeing to these sexy photos. Okay, so there's like an element of, well, you've kind of signed up for this. But what is icky is that these people are sponsors, so it's almost like a benefit to sponsorship of the Redskin game. Where it becomes icky.
Become a sponsor of us and you get to come see our cheerleader.
Right, because the argument could be made, well, you're posing for these pictures, so millions of people could have access to them, but it's a little sticky when you start saying this is like a benefit of sponsoring the Redskins.
Pretty stupid. Not with it. Hello, folks. Somebody send them a memo. Remind them it's 2018.
Yeah.
And then maybe hashtag Me Too or something like that just to wake them up from whatever stupid sleep they're in. Red Sox in the sports news, or more specifically, outfielder Mookie Betts. Who's named Mookie? What's his real name?
A lot of people, actually.
Marvin? His real name's Marvin. Marvin
Betts.
Yeah, but
it's kind of a nickname. It's well known.
Mookie. All right. It took a bit of time making an impact on his return to the starting lineup, but he hit 3 home runs yesterday.
Good for him.
That's Kansas City. Hit solo home runs in the 4th, 5th, and 7th innings. 5-4, the Sox beat the Royals. His 4th career game with 3 home runs, breaking a tie with Ted Williams for the most in the history of the Red Sox. He was first player in Major League Baseball history to have 4 games with 3 home runs before he was 26. And his 68 career home runs out of the leadoff spot is just 1 behind Dom DiMaggio for the most in Red Sox franchise history. They changed the name also. This has been very quiet. You haven't seen much about this in the national media. The road that goes in front of the stadium, Fenway Park, was changed to Yawkey Way in 1977 when the owner of the team died. He'd owned the Red Sox since the 40s, and he was a bigot, a racist, an a-hole. He was just a bad guy. And that franchise has been worth so much money over the years. It was at that time when his family sold it after he died. It was still worth $300 million. They started not from scratch, but close to it. But he was just a race, so they changed the name back to what it was before. It was called Yawkey Way. I think it's called Red Sox Road or something. I don't know, something like that that pays attention to the team. But so there's the story of the Red Sox. Here's a very interesting email from a listener named Jane Newman. Jennifer?
Yes.
I listen to your program every day on my way to work and enjoy the discussions that you and the ladies evoke. I had to wonder the other day about your view of the WWF. Remember we were talking about
which is
John
now
the
WWE. You're not talking about the World Wildlife Federation anymore. Right.
No, we're at WWE. I must first say that I didn't hear the entire story as you presented it. I actually had to get on the internet to find out what you were talking about. I was curious, et cetera, et cetera. And so you you don't sound like you know much about sports.
Understatement of the year.
Thanks, lady. Yeah, I don't know much about the NFL. I don't know much about hockey. There was something, and now I'm thinking about Dennis Rodman. Wasn't there something yesterday about Rodman talking about Trump visiting with Kim Jong-un? Did you see that? I know that Rodman said something. I don't remember what it was now.
He said that the reason that there's peace is because he gave Kim Jong-un a copy of Trump's book back in
the
Art of the Deal.
Yeah.
Which, number one, I hope it's more than that.
Yeah.
And number two, if it only is the fact that Dennis Rodman handed him a book, why didn't somebody do that a long time ago?
A long time ago, yeah. Exactly.
Don't we pay really smart people to think of things like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Can we go back to wrestling for a second? I was thinking about this yesterday. I have been thinking about wrestling. I've been thinking a lot about The Rock and his contributions and thinking about John Cena, the people that we know, Ronda Rousey, folks that you talk about a lot if you're not a wrestling fan, but you have to know who those people are anyway.
Sure.
And the emphasis, Jennifer, that's placed on how much television time they have. And I guess I'm wondering about whether pro wrestling is too violent for children. At what age is it okay? Should it be banned during prime time? It starts, I think, at 9 o'clock on Monday, doesn't it? Isn't that when the WWE is on?
I think that most of the programming starts at 8 o'clock, actually.
Is it 8?
I think it might be 8 to 10, yeah.
So, do you agree or disagree that it's too violent for young children?
I disagree. Wrestling. I watched it and I was just fine.
Yeah. Who says you're fine? Where does it say that?
I think, well, you're right. Good point. Touché. No, I think, you know, there's a cartoon aspect to wrestling that is really cool. And it takes you to kind of a fantasy world. And I think definitely more now than when I was watching it. When I was watching it, they were still kind of playing it up that there was no pre-desired or predetermined outcome. Now they kind of have fun with it, and it becomes wrestling entertainment. I think it's very comic booky, and the stuff that you see on TV can be far more realistic and violent than even what you see.
Oh, the stuff in the dramas, of course. Yeah, oh, yeah.
I was talking with my dad yesterday about Gotham, which I love, and I am not a violent show person.
I used to like it.
It's very dark. It's very violent. I still love it because I think the acting is just amazing on that show. Yes. Yeah. But it is a violent show that you just kind of have to be prepared for. Wrestling, I think, while it's a great example of athleticism, still has that element of a fun and kind of comic booky sort of stuff. And I don't know. It might be violent for some. I wouldn't say like a 4-year-old should be watching this, but I think if you're
4-year-old should
11,
be watching anything. Should
yeah,
be
I think if you're
media.
A 10, 11, 12-year-old, there's probably a lot worse choices on television.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you can comment along with the lady who had much to say. Thank you, madam, for your input. I don't know much about sports and never claimed to, but thank you for noticing that.
At least they got one right.
Twitter, at Doug Steffen or Doug at DougSteffen.com, at Kara Schillen, S-H-I-L-L-E-N. Comments for her, two N's actually on
C
the end.
Schillen, but close enough.
What I say?
Well, you said at Kara Schillen, but it's at C. Schillen.
At one. C. Schillen.
Yep, there you go.
Two L's, two N's. And at Jennifer Horn. It's the DJV show with a thought to business owners aimed at having you make yourself feel, or actually they might feel, but you actually will be different if you go to easyemail.tech. Easy email. You've heard me talking about this. You know your company doesn't really stand out, and you know you would really like to have it stand out. And when you find out how inexpensive it is to do this, how easy it is to do this, you'll be on board. Take it from me. This is a way for a lot. What was the example I used yesterday? Mike Diamond, the smell good plumber in Los Angeles. So he could go to easyemail.tech and get his handle instead of mikediamond.com. We could leave that, but he can also be mikediamond.smell or .p or whatever it is that you want for your business to separate it aside from everybody else. Create a new handle. Forget Hotmail and Gmail and all the other Yahoo mails. And to go to easyemail.tech. Make yourself well known. Stand out among your other the professionals who are in the same business you are. You want to be considered as a step above. So they look through all the addresses. They see there's joeblow.p or whatever it is. Then that's where you go, because, hey, this guy's different. I want to try him or her, this business. Easy email, 844-344-7607. Call him now, 844-344-7607, to be different.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with custom signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now through June 2nd, spend $25 or more in-store for a chance to win $1,000 worth of print marketing services. Visit staples.com/SMBweek for details and official rules. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Past the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here, pinch hitting for Victoria when it comes to technology. I better have the right information in front of me. Kara, you can correct me where I go down the dark, deep rat hole. It's like the lady who says, oh, you don't sound like you know much about sports. Well, I'm here to tell you, I don't know everything about everything, and technology is one of those things, although I'm coming along sort of kicking and screaming. And the stuff that Victoria prepares for informational purposes here usually is stuff that affects how we use the technology, not necessarily the nitty-gritty of how it operates. Yesterday, actually, at this time, we were talking about Facebook and their advisors that they brought in to examine what's real and what isn't as far as news is concerned. And I think we noted at the time, Kara, that there was nobody from the right. What's missing from this picture was the question that Victoria asked, and I answered it. I just said Fox under my breath, but that the idea was that there was no conservative voice at all represented in how they're looking at the news. So yesterday, after all that hoopla, you'd have thought somebody would have come up with this idea before it went public, but they didn't. So they agreed to bring in an outside advisor to help them avoid the potential of looking biased. Duh, you think?
Yeah, I don't know if it will help them avoid it. But, yeah, as a company that serves such a huge population of people all around the country, it makes sense that you would have someone who also has similar opinions.
It defines the problem with their suggested solution. They're so out of it that they didn't even think to put anybody on this overview, this review board that was from the right. It just underscores so well the social media and especially Facebook's left-leaning tendencies. That's what it does. So
it's pretty bad if it's taken them this long to figure that out.
It really is. I mean, remember the question that was asked, one of the intelligent questions, one of the few, was a question asked about how it censors conservative voices when Zuckerberg was testifying before Congress. And you look at these things, it's like everything else. They're too big. The company also has been damaged by reports that it allows advertisers to exclude users by race. The reports suggest that former Arizona Republican Senator John Kyle will be an advisor. Some lawyers from Covington and Burling, a Washington law firm that is right of center, civil rights group. Somebody from the ACLU is going to be in there who has a right of center focus. All right, so anyway, you get the point. In today's other news, Sega, is that how you pronounce it? S-E-G-A? I think it is Sega.
Sega.
Releasing a new version of the Genesis to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the video game console release. Let's listen to that story.
The Geek Out.
Not to make you feel old, but the 30th anniversary of the Sega Genesis grows close, so yep, a miniature classic edition of the much-beloved gaming console has been announced. Now, this would mark the first time Sega has built a piece of hardware since the 2001 Dreamcast. The announcement made by Sega sounds like they'll work to release a miniature version of the original Genesis console and give it some modern improvements like high definition. Sega did not reveal any sort of list of games or even if Sonic 3 would be included, but duh, it almost has to. And we'll keep you posted on all the details of when this Sega Genesis Classic becomes available and for how much, and we'll do that here and on Twitter at The Geek Out.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect seater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, more technical news or technology from the technology circle. There's an army of 25 robots that have descended upon the Hirshhorn Museum and three other Smithsonian museums in Washington. Pepper is what robots are called. They're donated by the manufacturer, a company from Japan called SoftBank Robotics. I'm wondering, this Pepper was unveiled in 2014. It can be programmed for different items. It can be used by Pizza Hut. It can be used at airports, can be used at museums.
Yeah, it's this cute little, it's like humanoid.
Little robot.
It's this little robot. It's like a couple feet tall. It's like white plastic. And I guess they used it in Pizza Hut and customers could order from it. But now you can talk to it in museums to find out more about exhibits, which I think is actually kind of cool.
It's
and interactive
reminds
and
me.
Cute for kids.
R2-D2. In a manner of speaking, right? Do you think
of
that?
Well, it looks like a miniature version of... Oh, crap. Is R2-D2 the human one, or...?
No, that's C-3PO.
Yeah, it looks more like C-3PO to me.
C-3PO,
right.
That's
pretty cute.
Thanks for the lesson.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.